All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. And we've had this young man on before.
Yes.
I call him young man because I think he's younger than I am.
I am.
And he is a psychiatrist. He works with families. He works with especially parents.
And children.
Right.
That dynamic between parent and child.
Yeah, because back in the old days when, you know, your kid got out of line and you could whack him, you can't do that anymore because now the cops show up. And then Child Protective Services show up. And all of a sudden you go to jail and you're the a-hole, you know, just because you punched your kid in the face. All of a sudden you become the bad guy. So he's here. Dr. Sophie, nice to see you, man.
Thank you. I'm good. How are you guys?
All right. And Jay Kogan joins us as well with his lovely wife, Brown. They're going to discuss a problem on the air that they've had. And boy, I've had that. I have that problem every day. I'm surprised you guys only had it once. All right. But I got a quick question for you, Dr. Sophie.
Yes, sir.
I have a daughter who I can't adjust her sleeping schedule. And I'm sure you've heard a billion stories like this.
Yeah.
But, for instance, last night, you know, I'm sleeping, she's sleeping, my wife's sleeping, at around 2 a.m.
Oh, God.
She wakes up and she goes, Daddy, can we go in the kitchen and have bananas?
Right.
And how do you say no to a 2.5-year-old? You know, what are you going to say? No, get your ass back to bed, you horrible person. So I get up,
aww,
and we have bananas.
That's sweet.
And then she wanted to watch Dora. And all of a sudden, it's 9:30 in the morning.
Right.
I'm up from 2 to 9:30, and I'm delirious.
Gosh, you are.
And
how were the bananas, though?
Bananas were good.
That's good.
I need the potassium. But I don't know.
You didn't have to suck a tree to get enough potassium, so forget it with the bananas.
And if you've known my past, you know
right.
I'm pretty good.
Right.
All right, but so what do you do when a kid says they don't want to go to sleep? How do you get them to go to bed?
You take her right back to her room and say she's got to go back to bed.
And then she gets up and walks around.
Well, you can lay with her, read with her a little bit, but she's got to go back to bed. That's the issue.
She ain't going back to bed, Doc.
But
well,
you
but
see
if she goes
you can
to
come
the
room, over and I'll show
go
you.
Go into the room. And she just being in the room is the success. She doesn't have to fall asleep. She will eventually.
She'll throw an S-fit.
Well, that's what you have to work through. You have to be tough.
And you have to withstand those tidal waves. Of-
but I heard if you let your kid cry for a long time, and you don't do anything about it, that it develops
hate.
Well, I think I heard
anger.
I heard it was like problems with the brain.
Well, I mean, you're not going to let her cry for hours. You're going to tell her she has to go back to bed. I'll walk back with you. I'll lay with you. We'll talk. We'll read. We'll draw. But it's in her room. That's the point. It's not downstairs turning the lights on and her getting
right. We're not
run up of your house.
Right. We're not up now. We're on the way to
right.
bedtime.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, here's the thing. Tim won't say it because he's such a humble guy. But Tim has the most. His daughter is will be 3 in November, October.
October, right.
Right. She is the most beautiful little thing.
Thank you very much.
She really is so cute. If that little thing woke me up and said, can we go sit in the kitchen and have bananas?
Right.
It would melt my heart. I'd still be in the kitchen having bananas with her. And I would never want to bring her back to bed if she didn't want to go back to bed. We'd still be watching Dora, and we'd be up. I'd be on methamphetamines
to
stay awake to keep this kid entertained.
But that's where the power shifts in your house then, and then she starts running your house after a while because she knows how she can get what she needs.
Yeah, but she's running the house, listen, I didn't do a good job running the house before she did, so,
so
know,
give
let her
a
take
crack
a shot at it.
Exactly. Well, you know, call me when you're ready to shift it back.
Okay. All right, if you have a question for Dr. Sophie, and you're a psychiatrist, but are you a family psychiatrist?
I am adult, child, and adolescent psychiatrist.
That's too long. So you're with the family, right?
Yeah, stay with the family.
All right, adult, child,
adolescent.
Oh, bubble. All right, I wish I had a better memory.
Just remember it this way. It's all the phases of life, basically.
Right.
You know, child, adolescent, adult, there psychiatry.
All right, if you have a question for Dr. Sophie, I know what it's like. I have a 2.5-year-old home, and I know what it's like. They start to run your household, and then that causes tension between you and your wife,
right,
you and the kid, the wife and the kid. Everybody gets all crazy. And if I had a 9-to-5 job, I would be suicidal. I mean, fortunately, I'm home all day. I don't have to leave the house till about 6 o'clock. But if I had to get up every morning at 8 o'clock, I'd be done.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what to do.
It's tough.
All right, here are the phone numbers: 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, for the first time, this happened she'll be 2.5 in March. For the first time, I had to leave and I had to go to work, and she usually says goodbye. You know, goodbye, Daddy, and I drive off and I go to work. Well, she comes running to the door and she goes, no, Daddy, I want to go with you.
Right.
And I said, "You can't go with me. I got to go work." She goes, "No, I want to go get food with you. I want to go get bananas or French fries or whatever." I said, "No, you can't go." And she starts crying.
Yeah.
And I close the door.
Right.
And she opens the door.
Oh.
And she's, you know, crying, like holding her arms out, going, "No, you got to take me with you."
Oh gosh.
And you know,
you probably started to cry if I know you.
I was going to call in sick.
Yeah, right, of course, yeah.
But I had to leave, and I shut the door, and I locked it, and I stayed there for about 10 minutes, and I heard her crying and screaming, oh, you know, geez. Where's my daddy? Why can't he be around? And that breaks my heart.
Yes.
What do you do in a situation like that? You take her with you to work?
No, you got to say no. No means no. She has to learn.
Right.
There are certain places and certain times, just like you can't get up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Bring her here.
Yeah, I know.
Next time you bring her right here. She's
yeah,
fine.
Bananas. Right.
She's fine. Okay. We have cookies and she's fine.
All right. Now, Jake Hogan, a very talented writer who was with us the last hour, had a situation at home that his wife will probably chew him,
She's not
a new a-hole after the show over.
Yeah, she's not pleased that I'm bringing this up, but I wanted to bring it up anyway.
Okay.
So what we've, by the way, I just want to say, when you talk about going into the room and cuddling with your daughter, it's adorable. Brian, when you talk about cuddling with his daughter, it's
not
a little
adorable.
I don't think I said
no,
that.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't think I said that.
All right, whatever. You said if she asked me to cuddle with her and stay in a room and sleep in bed.
I try to be nice, Jay.
She has two things she loves to do. She loves eating bananas in the kitchen.
I'm always the bad guy.
And she loves going on the computer to WGAPoker.com.
Oh, well, then I love her.
She loves it.
But yeah. here was our issue. That with Charlie Cogan, my son is also named Charlie.
Right.
Not after Dr. Charlie, but still.
Well, how about this? Your son is named Charlie. My daughter's named Sophie.
There you go.
How about this?
Dr. Charlie Sophie.
Right.
Eat along.
I'm Brian.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Is that cool or what?
Right.
My son Charlie was rude to somebody recently on Saturday. Our neighbors baked beautiful Valentine cookies for him and brought it over because last year he made a Valentine for a neighbor and put it in the mailbox.
How old is your son, forgive me?
He's six.
Okay.
He's six. And the cookies came and he said, "I don't want these cookies. I don't like them. And take them away." And it was very rude. So what generally speaking, is I tell Charlie, I said, "Come over here. I want to talk to you, please." And I take him out of the room, and we go into the other room, and we talk. We say, "That's very rude. You're hurting people's feelings. When the gift comes, you say thank you. It doesn't matter if you don't like it. If you gave somebody a gift, you wouldn't want to hear something bad they don't like it." And then we go back in the room, and he's sad. He says, "I'm so sorry," and he starts crying.
The people are still there?
They're in the other room, and then he walks back in, and he starts sniffling and says, "Thank you for the cookies," you know, and all that
and
stuff.
And it'll also be the last time you see those neighbors.
Right. Yes, exactly.
They must have been embarrassed out of their mind.
Let's pass on Valentine's Day at the Cogan house.
Yeah, it was kind of awful, anyway.
The freak show.
Love doesn't go well at our house.
Right.
Okay.
But my wife felt that calling him out was too shameful. That what we should be doing is in the room at that moment say, you know, that's inappropriate. You say thank you right then and there. And the walk out of the room is too much shame.
Hmm. Is this the first time this has happened or do you have a pattern of this?
I have a pattern of taking him out of the room to talk to him.
And was he engaged in an activity that these people came into, or he was waiting for them to come over?
He was into cookie hating.
Right.
They just unexpectedly opened, came to the door.
He was on a play date with a friend.
Yeah, so he was probably bothered that he got intruded upon.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
You know,
what's the solution, though? Whose side are you on? You on Browns or Jays?
Well, I want to ask Jay, I mean, how would you feel if you were Charlie and your dad called you out? Would you be like, what the hell are you doing this for? You're humiliating me, or would you say, gee, thanks?
I would prefer to have the discussion elsewhere.
So would I.
And then be able to come
But then
in.
And there, or would you rather
there's
left?
I can remember being a
child.
But aren't
those both better solutions than my mom who would have punched me in the face and shove a cookie down my throat?
Probably, yeah, probably.
No, I can remember being a child, and I was kind of a precocious child. And sometimes I told, you know, said things, you know, that I shouldn't have said, or, you know, I was a little, you know, precocious and would say things. There was nothing ever more embarrassing than being reprimanded by my parents in front of strangers, other family members, a clerk at the store. That was to me as a child. I hated that. I would have much preferred what Jay did. My dad takes me into a private area where it's just him and me, and he says, "Look, you don't do this for this XYZ reason." I think you did the right thing.
Well, I think what you did is okay. The issue is if you're getting a pattern of it, then there's something going on. he's either doing it to get that from you or you're engaged with him on that level. So somewhere you have to have a talk with him that's in neutral time to say, what is that all about and how would you like to be handled? How do you want to talk about this stuff? Because he knows.
See, now, this is so foreign to me. It's like you guys are from a different planet. My mom would have done both of those things. She would have yelled at me in front of the people, and then when the people left, that's when the ass-kicking began.
Right.
And then it would never end. Right. I mean, you know, if it...
That's not good.
No, it ends when you left the house, right? When you're 16,
I mean, there was
17.
An end, right, Tim? Yeah. I mean, come on, let's not overstate it.
Right, there was an end. It ended with her throwing my clothes out the second-story window when I was 15.
I think the important thing, Jay, is to really look at if this is an ongoing thing, then there's an issue. Otherwise, if it's an important issue, then pull them out. Otherwise, I would let it go, either try to do it in the moment.
So not say anything at all or stop her and say right then and there, that's rude behavior.
Well, I would just say, wow, are you that upset or something neutral if you're going to do it in front of other people so that he's not embarrassed or humiliated. But if it's significant, then you feel you need to pull him out, then you have to pull
him
out.
So then like the next step for Jay, and I know we got a ton of phone calls to take, just so I understand this, Dr. Sophie, because this is all interesting to me. You know, one day I'll be a parent. I'll amaze all of you how terrible I'll be as a parent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Please, Tim.
No, you're going to be a great parent.
Yeah, thanks.
For about 5 seconds.
Right, okay. Right.
He'll be like, oh, look, my beautiful baby in this bassinet. Hey, how about me?
Next.
Me, back right. to me, back to me.
Can I just direct my comments to you, Dr. Sophie?
Yes. So
turn your back on me, young man.
Should Jay, right, you're being so kind and loving. You're right, Tim. My body language should be almost, I should almost cuddle with you after you say such a nice thing. Should Jay then, like at breakfast time, on Wednesday when there's nothing going on, say to his son, hey, I just want to talk to you about what happened the other day. Do you like it when daddy has you go in the other room like that?
Right, bring
it up like
right.
that?
Yeah, or say, you know, I don't feel good about doing it either. So how can we work it out, Charlie, so that I don't embarrass you and I don't feel bad about doing it, but when you're doing stuff that is not nice, I got to tell you somehow.
Doesn't
how would you
put
like
too
to do
much
it?
Control in the hands of the child and not
I think it does.
Right. Isn't the question almost Dr. Sophie, what does Jay want to do, not what does the kid
but
prefer?
But that doesn't mean that you can't do what you want to do. You're giving him a voice. That's mm-hmm. all you're doing. Let him know he can be heard. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're going to make him angry and he's going to push back at you.
With what, like a gun when he's 18?
You got it.
Is that right?
Well, no, he'll rebel in some way. He'll that anger go somewhere.
Right.
It's humiliating. And so once a month
or
once
every... Yeah, but isn't part of being a kid being humiliated?
Yeah, but not on a regular basis.
So Jay's wife is right.
I don't know. Let's go somewhere in the middle.
All right.
Do it every now and then, not a lot.
Not a lot, though.
Yeah, and address it with him. I really would. And let him have a voice because he's got to know that you know that he's upset and that you want to change it to make it more comfortable for him, possibly.
At what point do you introduce spanking?
Never.
Never?
No.
Oh, doctor.
I know.
Where you live. I don't know what, seriously, from Mars or something.
Loving children, what a concept.
I know. No, I've never hit my kid, but I know that, you know, the friends who I've had, and I don't know about you, Jay, but the friends I have who did get hit when they were younger, they all really are behaving and law-abiding citizens now.
Well, they're in jail, aren't they?
Well, no, I mean, the kids. No, the kids are all, I mean, all my friends who got whacked by their moms, and we knew it because we, you know, hear about stories all the time. Mm-hmm. None of them have parking tickets or, you know, are in jail or anything. They all are very, very afraid of authority.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's, you know, there's something to be said for that.
Well, in this day and age, we just can't do that kind of stuff.
I know, because it's illegal?
Well, it's child abuse.
You know, that happened to a friend of mine. I've told the story a million times, so I apologize to Brian. But a friend of mine has some kids in the Valley, and his daughter was sitting in the living room, and he said, go to the bedroom and do your homework. And she said, F you, I'm not going to do homework. Mm. And he said, what was that? And she's only 12 years old. And she goes, I'm not going to do homework. And he goes, yeah, you are. And he grabbed her and physically threw her into her room and said, you're going to do homework. And she said, I'm going to call 911. And I'm going to call the cops on you. He dialed the phone 911 and gave it to her and said, you think I'm afraid of those mother effers? You don't think I could wipe you out before they get here?
That's a real problem.
That's not good. That's not good.
On the phone with 911. Smart. He might have other issues other than bad parenting.
That's on tape.
He had a bad day at the track.
The dispatcher hears that. That's the first thing the dispatcher hears. It's on the tape.
All right.
That we hear on the news later.
Let's talk to William in Long Beach. William, you're on 97.1 Free FM with Dr. Sophie. How are you?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
All right.
Not bad.
What do you got?
Yeah, I was actually curious. I have a really bad snoring problem, and I'm married, and my wife hates my snoring.
Yeah, I got that, too. Yeah.
Is it selfish of me, and is it wrong of me to tell her, like, if you can't deal with it, then we just, you know, we got to go our separate ways.
Well, there are some procedures physically you can go through.
End a marriage over snoring?
Yeah, it's probably not.
I mean, that's the point it's getting to, because I'm tired of hearing the nagging.
Well, go get it checked out.
What's the implant surgery? Isn't there a surgery?
There's a lot of stuff you can do. Maybe you're just breathing through your mouth all night and your nose is clogged. And it's a simple fix. Yeah, go get it checked out.
Are you up on all four, on twos, or are you on four?
Yeah, man, I'm bipedal, man.
You're a biped, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, because it happens a lot when people are still on all fours.
Right.
You know, they're still trying to work up onto the deuce. That happens a lot more.
You can get it fixed, honestly. Go
to
your
William,
doc.
Yeah, William, go do some research on the internet, but there's an implant that you can plant in the back of your throat, and I think it's like $1,000. Insurance doesn't cover it. I know. Yeah. I've investigated them all. But it will, like 85% of the time, it helps with the snoring.
You'll see. You'll feel better in the morning if you sleep good. Look up sleep apnea, too.
Yeah, the implant costs $1,000, though.
I think it's even more than that. I think it's $1,600.
Some insurances pay, so go
and
check it out.
Isn't it worth, your wife getting a good night's sleep? Think of what it will do for the relationship. I mean,
for me, I mean, I sleep fine. She's the one who's not sleeping.
Right, it's not a problem for you.
So why are you calling?
I'd rather spend I'm trying to see, is it selfish of me, you know?
Well, it's not the kindest thing you could do. And you can certainly go get it fixed.
And you're not doing it on purpose.
Because even if you leave her, your next wife is going to complain.
Right.
Unless you're going to be alone.
Well, I might get someone who can sleep hard, you know?
Are you for real?
Oh,
is this...
William, please. All right, buddy. Thanks for... Let me give you a gift here.
Yeah.
Just because it's the easiest way for me to hang up on you. We're going to give you a Vermont teddy bear. You can give it to her, your wife. This Valentine's Day, show her you actually care with a personalized Vermont teddy bear.
Get her the snoring bear. Don't they personalize them? It comes to make it with a big buzzsaw around
its
neck.
She can give him the a-hole bear. hit up VermontTeddyBear.com. Overnight delivery guaranteed. Wow, look at that. Guarantee on overnight delivery.
Yeah.
These guys are on fire.
And those things are great. When people get them, they love them.
Yeah, people like overnight delivery.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Dr. Sophie is with us. If you have a question for him, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And Jay Kogan joins us, as well as his lovely wife, Brown. Mm-hmm. And anything you have, any question you have when it comes to parenting, this man has the answer. And if he doesn't, I've seen him do this before. He BS's you so good.
Right. You don't even know it.
You think it was the right answer.
Right. You think you got the greatest answer in the world. You hang up and you're like, that guy's Freud.
Yeah.
Right. You know? Meanwhile, he didn't even know what the F he was talking about.
Right. Yeah, you got it. All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Dr. Sophie is with us, Dr. Charlie Sophie, and you can check him out on the World Wide Web. Look at that.
Now, do you like it?
By the way, when's the last time somebody used that term? Oh, I'm on the World Wide Web.
Well, I think that, you know, some people, they should boast about it.
Not that you said that, but it's drsophie.com, drsophy.com.
Dr. Sophie has a great website. Now, with a name like Charlie Sophie, maybe young people would call you Dr. Charlie. You don't like that. You like Dr. Sophie? Turn his microphone on, Jerry, please. Jesus.
Yes.
Hey. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, Dr. Charlie's fine?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
All right.
All right.
Because I picture you could be like a TV guy. You could be on TV. You could be like Dr. Charlie.
Right.
You know, doing regular things on the news and things. Don't you get that about?
I think that's the goal. All right. Also, Jay Kogan is with us as well. And The Simpsons, Frasier. Guy's made about $10 million just last year on writing. Is unbelievable.
Really is amazing. And when you factor
wealthy man.
The four-month strike that he was still able to do $10 million with 4 months of no work is amazing.
Yeah. That is amazing. and I made more than that. But scabbing turns out to be a great business.
All right. Let's talk to how about Kim in Huntington Beach? You're on with Dr. Sophie. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
Thank you. I have a daughter who's 5 years old, and she's in kindergarten. And her teacher was talking to me at her conference that she doesn't make eye contact, that sometimes she, doesn't speak very clearly. But then she started telling me that she thinks she might have Asperger's. Hmm. And I read up on that, and my daughter doesn't seem to be... I don't know, that's severe, and it kind of bothered me a little bit that she mentioned that to me. And then She just told me that now we're going to have a conference between the teacher and the principal to discuss this.
No, you got to move out of state, baby.
How about a doctor? Wait a minute. When does the doctor come in? And by the way, Dr. Sophie, for our listeners, what is Asperger's? And I'll point out, a caller once said on this show that she thought I had it.
Oh, yeah, no. It's like mild autism, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a whole spectrum of disorders called pervasive developmental disorders, and Asperger's is on that spectrum.
You think I got it?
I don't know. I'll tell you later.
I think
maybe.
I have it. I really do.
So if this woman, she's at the parent-teacher conference, and these teachers scare the hell out of these parents.
Yeah, I know. Kim, it's really important for you to see how she does in other places of her life, like at home and at social settings. Does she have that rigidity? Is she socially awkward? You know, they're the kinds of things. Look up, like you did, the symptoms and stuff, and see if she has them not only in the school setting but at home, because there's a whole variation of severities of all those disorders. So don't be freaked out by that. But go in and know your stuff as much as you can and know your kid. And then, you know, move on to your pediatrician or something. But, you know, the teacher's word isn't always the word.
Yeah, and she's not a doctor. She doesn't know. Hey, Kim?
Yes?
Next time that doctor brings it up, just give her a couple of F-views.
The teacher, you mean?
The teacher. Yeah, just blast away.
I mean, Kim, you know
it
your
may
kid.
Not help the kid, but the teacher shuts down.
You know your kid best.
Feel better.
Yeah, you know your kid best. So, you know, look at all the symptoms. She might have a little bit of this or a little bit of that, but it doesn't mean it's a disorder.
And I don't mean, Kim, to come down on a teacher here, because teachers do great work.
Yeah,
but teachers are not doctors, and people and parents should never confuse the two.
Yeah, so, but, you know, do your homework and, you know, talk to your pediatrician or your primary care doc.
Who diagnoses Asperger's? Is that a psychiatrist or a pediatrician?
Usually a pediatrician, developmental pediatrician, or a child psychiatrist. They're the experts who really should look at that kind of stuff.
And now, is that related to vaccines or vaccinations?
No, not really.
Is autism?
Some people think autism is related to vaccinations, but there's not been any real solid
proof. So now the person who called the radio show on a Friday night when we do totally open phones and says, I think Whitman has Asperger's. I didn't know what it was. I went home. I read about it. I don't think I have it.
Okay.
Have you at any point thought?
That's one of the symptoms of having it, though.
Denial.
Is it? Oh, darn it. See?
See?
I knew it couldn't be all roses forever.
Nope.
My wife read that somewhere that autism is related to vaccinations.
There are some.
And they gave us an option. You know, you want to have the vaccinations, right. And it's possible. I guess one out of 169 kids has autism nowadays, which is real. You know, terrible. But I can live with the chances that she might become autistic as opposed to not getting her vaccinations, right. And then she dies of some disease that she gets from one of the heathens that I work with at the station who never vaccinates themselves or any of their kids.
Right.
I noticed an outbreak of smallpox coming out from one of the jazz stations down there.
Did you detect that? Yeah, that was...
I work with the devil's children at the station, including Whitman and Gina and Jerry and Ryan, because none of them get inoculated for anything.
He can't sleep because he's got to get up to eat bananas. There are four petri dishes walking around
trying to wipe my ass out. I don't know why I get inoculated for anything with all you heathens.
Right, because we're all set out to get him. I mean, we all kind of, even on the weekend.
I spend good money trying to get this flu shot every year, and you guys walk around sick as hell for 3 months.
Right, didn't you see me smile when he said he had to get out of bed at 2 a.m.? I smiled because I like that, and Jerry gave me a wink, and, you know.
I go to my doctors and get all my shots.
Right. Yeah, okay. It's terrible, Tim. Your life's horrible. I feel so badly for you.
Rachel in Malibu, you're on with Dr. Sophie. What's up with you?
Hi.
Hi. I've been trying to get pregnant for about 2.5 years. And
well, come down to the station, baby. Brian, please. She's got a problem.
I should have known better.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, so I've had three IVFs and a frozen embryo transfer and two IUIs, and we've both been tested.
Wow.
And the bottom line is I don't have any sex drive anymore, and I don't want to feel like that. I've only been married for 4 years. You know, I'm only 40. I don't know. Is it possibly that it's from all the hormones that I took?
Yeah, I mean, it could possibly be because of all of that stuff. So you should make sure you have your testosterone evaluated. All of your hormone levels really should be adjusted and seen where they're at. Because oftentimes things can fall and they don't even realize it. But testosterone is one that most people don't check in women, and you really have to.
Did you, by the way, are they giving you testosterone?
No, no, I'm not on anything right now. And they don't give you testosterone when they're trying to get you pregnant.
But because my wife had very low levels of testosterone. I guess women have a little of it.
Right.
And men have a lot more.
Right.
But when they gave my wife the testosterone, they said she had to come back every 2 weeks because they had to monitor it.
Right.
And she'd come back in 2 weeks, and they said, you know, do you have any, like, bigger muscles? Right. And she said no. And they said, do you have any weird sores or, you know, like, are you getting knuckles or bigger, like, you know, anything like that? And then they asked her, are you growing, you know, like, any hair that you shouldn't, that you'd never had before?
Right.
And she said, well, just a few. And he says, where are they? And she goes, on my effing balls!
Great.
So, so she probably had too much.
Kim, make sure you get all that checked out.
All right, thanks, Kim.
All right, thank you.
I'm glad I didn't interrupt that because I was going to – see, this is the total different approach, and this is the difference between you and me. I was almost about to interrupt that. I said, no, he's going somewhere. I was about to say – no, she said no, but I'm in a lot of football pools. You know, that's comedy light.
There you go.
And then here on my F.
Well, the whole, I mean, you can't use the whole F word.
But the
joke is much better when you use the whole F word. Dr. Stephen Lamb, you know who that is? He's always on The View, and he's back in New York. He told me that joke. He said he told that joke at a conference. And got no reaction.
What? Just an empty room, a quiet room?
No, like in front of like 200 doctors.
Yeah.
Oh God.
He told that joke, and he said he just got crickets.
Right.
He knew it was going to be a long seminar. All right, Jay Cogan is with us. You can also go to he has a great poker tournament, and we you got to go out and support these guys because they're putting together a poker tournament. WGAPoker.com for all the people who were affected by the strike who were not writers.
They're doing great work.
Yeah, proudly, craft service. And
right, proudly we're on the World Wide Web.
Oh, there it is.
All right. And Dr. Sophie's with us, too. You can see him on the World Wide Web at drsophie.com. DR or doctor?
DR.
DRSOPHY.com. And you're still taking patients, right?
Always.
Always. All right. And you got big seminars coming up. I guess the one you're doing soon is private.
Yeah.
And so nobody can go. Right. Just the elitists.
How'd the last one go, though, that we talked about the last time you were here?
It was great.
Good.
How many people show up at a typical seminar?
About 100.
Oh, is that right?
That one had
1 to 200.
And how long does it last?
About an hour to 2 hours.
That's not bad. And people get really good information out
Absolutely,
of that.
Absolutely, yep.
They can ask questions.
Yep. I talk a little bit, and then we open up to questions. And then, you know, after that, they come up and talk to me, get on the internet with me, follow them up a little bit.
That's great.
Yeah, perfect. It's really nice.
Now, are you married? You got kids?
I got 1 6-year-old.
Okay, so you've gone through it.
Oh, yeah.
Are you currently married?
Some would say, yeah.
Have you ever taken your kid out of the room like Jay did with his son?
Maybe once or twice in 6 years.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, do you ever think you make mistakes with your 6-year-old?
Oh, totally.
You do?
Totally. But I admit them.
Right.
I admit them. I say I'm sorry or, you know.
You apologize to the child?
Sometimes, yeah. I own my stuff.
That's your mistake. Don't ever admit it. So you and I differ.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When your son comes to my house.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use this line around the house after you've had a couple of drinks? I'm the effing psychiatrist around here, you sons of bitches.
No, I say I'm the effing adult.
Okay.
Sit down.
All right, drsophie.com, drsophy.com. We'll take more of your phone calls. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Dr. Sophie is with us. Jay Cogan and his lovely wife, Brown Cogan, are with us. They have a 6-year-old son named Charlie.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. He sounds like a cute kid.
Yeah.
He's a kid.
And if you have a problem in your relationship or with your kids, call us here at the radio station. Push on with Dr. Sophie. You can also see him at drsophie.com, drsophy.com. Jordan and Palms, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What do you want?
Hey, Conway Whitman, Dr.
Hey.
Sophie, how
hey.
You doing?
Good, how are you?
I became a tutor, and I have a student with a learning disability. He's 23, and I came in late in the middle of this class, and I'm trying to help him so he doesn't, you know, fail this correspondence class, and I'm trying not to push him too hard. So, I mean, how do you deal with someone who's 23 who still doesn't know how to motivate himself?
Well, I mean, do you see it elsewhere in his life? Does he seem depressed, or is he just really, his learning disability really holds him back?
Well, he works full time and he does really well at his job, which is kind of his excuse. He's always like, "I'm too tired to, you know, do."
Well, maybe he is. I mean, listen, you know, the biggest complaint on the planet. I mean, everybody would love to say, you know, "Geez, my kid is such an a-hole." Oh, yeah, what does he do? Does he steal cars? No, he works his ass off.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a huge compliment. Yep.
Yeah, but you know what? You also have to see maybe what you're trying to get him to do is where his developmental learning disability is at, and that's kind of why it's not connecting for him. You know what I mean? So if he's having a hard time learning, maybe, you know, you getting him to try to learn is going to be difficult to engage him.
Well, we've been improving a lot. It's just he has a correspondence course, so the teacher can't meet him, and the teacher's been really tough on him.
Man. Right, right.
So is his, forgive me, is his disability, it's a learning disability that he has?
You know, it seems like it's just actually, you know, when we're together, we do work very well.
Yeah.
But when he doesn't do stuff on his own. That's the problem. He's just motivation, I think, is what it is.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds like my brother.
Is he distracted?
It seems like when we're working together, he can't wait to get done. He keeps saying, "I can't wait. This is his last class."
Yeah,
actually.
Don't bust his balls.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick Dees,
keep supporting him.
Rick Dees is here to give you something. hold on 1 second. Let me make sure. You married? You got a girlfriend, Jordan?
Not lately, but I've had girlfriends, yeah.
All right, well, you're going to enjoy this gift. Here's Rick Dees to give it to you.
Oh, Jordan, that is so nice. And where are you kissing right now?
He's out in Palms.
Oh, great. Well, we love Palms. And how about an Astroglide gift basket for you? Isn't that wonderful? It is the perfect Valentine's gift to help you hit it with your woman. Diamonds are great and all, but nothing makes you feel better than Astroglide, the gift that makes the most of the moment. Thank you, Jordan, and God bless you.
Sorry, dude.
Good luck, Jordan.
He would never read that as Rick Dees, so I had to cover it.
That's what it would sound like, though. If he got into it, like if you got him drunk and made him do it or something, he would do it.
But he wouldn't do that. I mean, if he was meeting with sales.
No, you know what? We're not going to do that. Give that to Magic Matt or something. Let's do Astroglide, you know, or JoJo on the radio after 7 o'clock at night. You know, let's do that in the evening. God dang it! I'm going to wear Astroglide. I mean, who do they think I am?
All right, Mike in Baldwin Park. You're on 97.1 Free FM with Dr. Sophie. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
We're all together.
Yeah.
Mike.
No, I love her to death too. I don't know anybody else. And I always said if somewhere ever to happen. God forbid if I ever did or anything like that. I would
it's a private even, conversation.
Never have kids.
Nothing. It's somebody kids. Else. All right. How about Robert on the 101? You're on 97.1.
Hey, man. What's going on, boys?
Hey.
Hey, I got a two-part question, you don't mind, for the doctor.
Sure.
First one is as a matter of fact, when I went to school for my son, we had a teacher conference in regards to his grades. He has a problem of talking in class excessively. And we ask him why, and he says because he's bored.
Ah.
And we just counselor is trying to, you know, help him because he said, you know, unsatisfactory is what we're getting, and if we can just get some S's and maybe some E's, that his grade level will go up, you know, to at least 2.3 average, and it's just really hurting him right now, and we're trying to figure out how, as parents, what we can do to
support maybe, him.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want
to. Yeah, what do you do? I mean, when your kid's an a-hole.
How old is he?
How old's that kid?
That's not the question, Tim.
I'm sorry, one more time?
How old is he?
How old is he? He's 12. He's a preteen.
And how has he been doing before this time in school? Has he been okay?
Yeah, I mean, we moved from another neighborhood and a different school district, and he was doing good. And then we went to L.A. County Unified, and
it's
over.
The bottom falls out. See?
All right, what do you do when your son's like...
The teachers and the students, you know, they work.
All right, we got it. What do you do when your son's a complete jerk-off?
You got to really see what's going on with him. Why is he bored? Is the work hard, or he's just not engaging for some reason?
Yeah, perhaps he has above-average intelligence.
Yeah, I mean, he could be bored because he's bored, and he already learned that stuff wherever he came from.
I heard that a lot, though. Like, the kids that are really disruptive in school are the kids who are above-intelligence. Not
yeah,
my
it's a
school,
disconnect
man.
For them.
These it's are the dis. Real dumb kids who are, you know, effing around.
Try to figure out what the disconnect is about for him.
Right, and how do you do that?
Well, you got to see if it's an academic thing, if it's a behavioral thing, it's a personality thing.
Timmy,
you got to figure it out.
Yeah. I was one of those kids. What are you saying?
Right.
We went to school together. I was know. Actually one of those kids. What exactly are you saying?
Or it could be depression.
True, Jay Kogan was a very mild-mannered student and never disruptive. You used to hang out with, you used to do like in grade school. There's the first guy to put together like shows and, you know, Who's the other guy that you were...
Very lucrative, those
who's
shows.
Who's the other guy in Amistoy that you were friends with?
Mike Rosen?
Yeah, Mike Rosen. Yeah, yeah, you and Mike Rosen. Sure. And there's some another kid that you hung out with.
A lot of nerdy kids.
Those three kids. But you yeah. three guys were always doing like the same like, you
yes,
know, comedy
very
sketches
popular.
And stuff.
Comedy sketches. Got a lot of chicks. Didn't help. No.
All right. Robert, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to see David Spade at Planet Hollywood. That's in Las Vegas this Friday and Saturday. Get tickets at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino Box Office, Ticketmaster Outlets, and Ticketmaster.com. That should be fun.
Yeah.
David Spade at Planet Hollywood. How do you beat that? All right. To get a hold of Dr. Sophie, just go to drsophie.com, drsophy.com. And we always it's always nice to see you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank
looks
you,
like,
Doctor.
Have a great
looks
night.
Like you always have more hair when you come in here. You doing something? That's your real hair, right?
No, yeah. I'm getting... Oh, you're not talking...
Oh, not you, dude.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. I
washed it. I washed it.
Oh, there you go. And then look at Jay, man. Wow.
Yeah, man. It's, not happening over here.
I'm fired.
Here, Jay.
You don't see a few more? I was taking some pills for it. You don't see
no, I don't think it's over. Yeah.
You were talking to the doctor?
Yeah.
All right. Go to also WGAPoker.com. And Dr. join up yeah, for that tournament.
Dr. Sophie looks like a guy you see on Survivor or something.
Yeah, like a guy who can handle himself in like the wilderness, unlike you and I. Go to WGAPoker.com. The tournament is March 9th, and the proceeds all go to people who are suffered through the writer's strike but who are not writers.
The Industry Support Fund, yes.
Yeah, and Jay will distribute those funds. And he said he's threatening to take them to Santa Anita and doubling them.
Oh, wow. Well,
it's not threatening. I will double them.
You will double them. Okay. All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Thank you very much, Jay and Dr. Sophie, for coming by. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM.